From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is growing pressure to improve the way the government and companies track problems with prescription drugs. Just over a month ago, the drug maker Merck pulled its blockbuster arthritis drug Vioxx off the market. This week, the Wall Street Journal quoted internal company emails indicating that Merck officials had known for years that Vioxx caused heart attacks. And today, the Food and Drug Administration says it will launch a major review of how the agency handles safety problems like those with Vioxx. NPR's Richard Knox reports on mounting criticism that the FDA is too protective of drug companies.
Thanks to Vioxx and another recent embarrassment, the safety of antidepressants for children, the FDA is facing investigations by both houses of Congress. The concern is that the FDA doesn't do a good job of tracking a drug's safety once it's on the market. But FDA official Stephen Galson says the agency is on the right track.
There will always be discussions in the healthcare community about the methods we use to make these decisions. These discussions, I think, are very healthy and important to have.
But a senior scientist for the FDA says the internal discussions are fierce. Dr. David Graham pushed the agency to acknowledge evidence that Vioxx causes heart attacks. He estimates nearly 28,000 Americans have had Vioxx heart attacks. But Graham says his bosses, the same people who approved Vioxx for market, didn't want to hear about it.
There's this inherent conflict of interest. The people who helped bring a drug to the market, who approved it, are now the ones who are being held responsible for regulating it post-marketing and for saying there's a problem and dealing with that problem once it's occurred. It's kind of analogous to being a parent who's brought a child into the world and then learning later that your child's being accused of having done something, and your immediate response is to say, my child would never do that. You can't see it. You have this conflict. You have this bias. And I think we have that process here now when it comes to drug safety in the United States.
Graham thinks Congress should set up a separate arm within the FDA to deal with safety issues involving drugs already on the market. But the FDA's Galson disagrees.
My view right now is that it's really, really critical that when we do consider drug safety issues, they be considered very, very closely with the benefits of the drug.
In other words, the same bureaucrat should continue to handle both pre-market approvals and post-marketing problems. But the FDA seems to be addressing Graham's complaints, voiced in emails leaked by a Senate committee, that the agency dismissed his alarms about Vioxx. Galson says the FDA is setting up a new process to make sure dissident scientists get a proper hearing. But Galson also says the way Graham was treated was just the normal give and take of what scientists call peer review. Graham doesn't see it that way.
This may be what FDA considers a normal routine process, but it's incredibly hostile, it's incredibly contentious, and I've never experienced that with any medical journal or scientific forum in my career. This is in a league by itself.
Galson says reports of internal friction at the FDA are isolated cases.
When they do occur, they get a lot of publicity, but that shouldn't be confused with diagnosing a systemic problem, because we don't think there is one.
As the debate over the shape of FDA reform gets underway, there's new evidence that problems with Vioxx were apparent several years before Merck took it off the market. A new study in the British journal The Lancet analyzed 29 Vioxx studies involving nearly 21,000 patients. Dr. Matthias Egger of the University of Bern in Switzerland.
We saw that by the end of 2000, there was pretty strong evidence that there was an increase in the risk of heart attacks associated with Vioxx.
About a twofold increase in heart attacks and sudden cardiac deaths among patients taking Vioxx. Egger says studies done after the year 2000 didn't alter that risk assessment. Furthermore, he says the evidence indicates even people taking Vioxx for short periods were at risk. Merck says only people on Vioxx for more than 18 months had excess risk. Merck, which is facing billions of dollars in potential Vioxx lawsuits, disagrees with the Swiss study. It insists earlier evidence did not show a heart risk. Dr. Richard Horton, editor of The Lancet, criticizes both Merck and the FDA for downplaying the warning signs.
Those were short-term solutions which have turned out to be profoundly irresponsible, given the fact that it was indeed the manufacturer and not even the FDA that realized it was dealing with a drug that killed patients.
But Horton says journals like his share the blame. We should have kept the pressure on the company and the FDA, he says, but we didn't. Richard Knox, NPR News.